In the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, many of us think that we are always ready for the full, unvarnished truth. Give it to me straight, we say. Don't sugarcoat it, don't downplay it. Straight up is the way I prefer it. But then, something unexpected happens that sets us immediately on our heels, and we realize maybe all of the truth in one single moment isn't really what I was looking for right then. It happens to everyone. Everyone has their breaking point. Everyone has their boiling point. Everyone has their I'm so overwhelmed I can't hear another word type moments, whether we like to admit it or not. Even the toughest nuts among us might deny it, but the reality is we all have those moments. Every single one of us. And it's such a blessing that Jesus knows and understands that. You see that in the verses in front of us from the gospel lesson. The context is the upper room. The disciples are with him on the night before he dies, before he's betrayed, during that Last Supper. And he looks them in the eye and realizes in that moment amongst his own apostles, there's so many things that he could be sharing with them, things he knew were coming. But he realizes that was not the moment. They just couldn't bear it. He tells them in so many words, I have more things I could tell you, but right now you're not ready for them. But then he defines for them not only when they will know more, but who it is that will deliver it to them. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. The Gospel. In portions of Scripture like this, the divine partnership of the Holy Trinity is presented very thoroughly and yet very subtly, as it is throughout the Scriptures, the Bible. The word triune, you will never find it anywhere in the Bible. There is not a single place where a teaching session of the three in one God is summarized or defined in its entirety. You and I need to turn to the creeds to do that. And if you were worried about coming to church on a Trinity Sunday and having to speak that exceptionally long Athanasian creed, it's not going to happen today because we're using the morning praise order of service where we sing the Te Deum after the sermon, which is a setting of the creed, but the Athanasian creed has never been set to music, so we're good. But that idea of how thoroughly the creeds are the tool that the Holy Christian Church used in its early days and throughout the hundreds of years that it was being formed to define for the world the God who presents himself in the Scriptures, the God whom Christians worship and celebrate, trust for their eternal salvation. We turn to those historic creeds to find the summaries of all the hints, glimpses, and insights offered in the Word, in the three-in-one nature of God. The evidence is abundant. In the very first words of Genesis, all the way to the last words of Revelation. And the prayer of the day today, which we will speak towards the end of the service in this particular order of service, defines it so well by labeling the majesty and the mystery in which the one true and eternal God lives that will always, always be beyond our understanding. But our gospel lesson this morning is from the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John begins in that first chapter with a definition of the Word becoming flesh, an explanation to us, albeit brief, of how the second person of the Trinity, the Son, came from the Father, full of grace and truth, to reveal God to us. Not so much in words, but also clearly in action, explaining who the true and eternal God is. But here in the climactic chapters of that very same gospel, we find Jesus with his disciples, his apostles, and he tells them and tells us why he could not reveal all that is true about the triune God in one immense data dump that would look something like a research paper for a doctoral degree in either divinity or theology, because if he was to do that, there has never been a single human mind that could accept all that information, process it, make any sense of it, or certainly not communicate it to anyone else. It would just be too much for any human to bear. Rather, hints, glimpses, and insights are the approach that Jesus took throughout his three-year interaction with his apostles as he taught them in person, instructed them. And then he concluded his earthly journey with them in these moments, promising them the continuing presence of the third member of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, to guide them into the Word continually and open their minds little by little, revealing to them the amazing truths of God, unwrapping for them the depths of that truth. What Jesus defined for his disciples in the last hours of his life was not just a definition of how he interacted with them during his in-person ministry with them over a little more than 3 years. What he does is preface for them the work that the Holy Spirit will do among them, but it's not just the work the Holy Spirit would do among them. It is the approach the Holy Spirit has taken with every human heart and every human life from the beginning. It's how he leads human souls to belief. We will never know our Savior, his Father, and his Spirit without spending time with him, without listening to him and growing to know him and trust him, while slowly learning his perspective on every element of life, the life we live here, and the much better life that will extend into eternity. Our triune God does this in a way that is anything but academic or abstract. He shows us in his word how his triune nature is a continuing blessing every day for his human creatures, blessing us little by little, day by day, and he shows us the myriad realities of how human life throughout time benefits on a daily basis from God's triune nature. This is actually the work we do every week as we gather for worship, whether that's on a Sunday or it's a special holiday. We open the Word. We read the Old Testament, the New Testament epistles, the gospel lesson, the psalm of the day, the verse of the day that acclaims the gospel. Slowly but surely, we unwrap week after week, Sunday after Sunday, event by event, defined by God, all of his truth, revealing him to us in a way that we can handle, that we can bear. And this one Sunday each year, we shine the bright examination light on the indescribable blessing it is to know how God presents himself as one God, yet in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is his nature not simply to exist solely for himself, but he shows us clearly that he exists for the good of others, all others, but especially for broken human sinners. God tells us what we need to know when He determines what we can bear, when it is best for us to know it. God desires us to have a relationship with Him through His Word and His sacraments. God wants us to understand Him as a companion on our lives, every day of our lives, our entire journey. We all likely have companions on our daily journey that are a little bit more complicated than others. And we enjoy those complications. We embrace them. We're happy for them because it is what makes our lives different. There could be no better complicated companion than the triune God. And while we could focus all of that on His personality, as He refers to it in His Word, a threefold personality that interworks flawlessly and timelessly, powerfully and wisely, that is something we can't quite put our minds around. But when it comes to the application of His personality to the lives of His children, it must be, always be seen as simple as possible. This immense triune God loves us. He is for us. God spends Himself to save us. And that is not only seen in His perfect living, His obedience to His Father, His voluntary suffering, His selfless substitutionary death, or His triumphant resurrection from the grave. Even His reascension to the throne of heaven that He left for the purposes of saving us, but it is seen also in the way that He interacts with us on a daily basis, in each of our individual lives, blessing and guiding, protecting and providing, forgiving and saving. God's commitment and His expression of that commitment will never end, but will continue on into all eternity. So, we find ourselves in uncharted waters. Whether you're defining that perception and perspective at the moment by the world, the nation in which we live, the region, the community, workplace, home, congregation, life, we find ourselves clearly in uncharted waters surrounding us that we feel we must navigate somehow on our own, or at least with the help of a few others. And we want to know why. We want to know why this moment, this thing. We want to know what next. We certainly want to know how long. And the biggest question on our hearts really should be, and what, God, are You trying to teach me in this moment from all of this going on around me? And at moments we must hear, moments like this we must hear the echo of Jesus saying, I have much more to say to you, much more than you can now bear. And add to that Jesus' promise of His indwelling, constantly encouraging Holy Spirit, ever present to lead us every day into the truth of His Word. As long as we are willing to pursue that truth, a better understanding of everything that is happening to us and around us, God will keep giving us answers, good answers, eternal answers, one by one, and little by little. That is God's way. And yet, we're so hardwired as Americans to say, I want it now. I want that truth. I want it quick. I want it now. And God points to His eternal playbook today here in John 16 and says, not so fast, my child. God's instructive ways are careful ways. God builds faith and perspective. One brick at a time, over a lifetime. God will make sure we have lessons to learn about Him, about the world in which we live, about ourselves, and how we are to understand our world and apply ourselves to our world. And He will prepare those lessons for us every single day of our lives, no matter how long our lives endure. He will continue to reveal Himself. He will continue to assure us of His love and His forgiveness. And He will point out His plans for us. And those plans are always full of promised blessings. The key is for us to listen, to hear our God out. We need His voice in our ears, in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls, every day, speaking His healing and His direction to our brokenness and our uncertainty. And yet, so often we will come to those moments where we believe that we can bear it far more than what we're getting, and we can bear it now. And we want it now. Isn't it better to let the eternal triune God decide that? Isn't He the one that decided how He would make you the unique individual that you are? Isn't He the one that decided the moment you would enter into this world, into the family He blessed you with all the opportunities and realities, circumstances surrounding your life that have been blessings over and over again? He knows you to the depths of your intellect and your soul. And He knows every single thing about you, not just up to this moment, but every single thing about you forever. How the rest of your life will play out, and what blessings He has prepared for you in eternity that will fulfill you in every way. He has all the answers you seek. Maybe even the answers that you've been longing for. And He promises you right here that you will get your answers one day. Your triune God is working out your answers in His time and in His way. And He is watching your life. He's watching your growth. He's watching your trust of Him and your reliance on Him. And He's perfectly calibrating the things He will lead you to know with certainty on the basis of whether you can bear it at any given moment. He is working out your answers in His time and in His way, and He will choose the moment when He will reveal them to you. Clearly, our triune God, who so carefully and thoroughly, yet subtly, reveals Himself throughout His Word, is a God of forgiveness kindness, love, consolation, peace, fulfillment, hope, and so very many other things. And what he wants you to know in this moment is that he is all of these things and more for you. Amen. Please stand. Now grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen.